British prosecutors have accused a former KGB officer of murder in the case of Alexander Litvinenko. Litvinenko was the one-time KGB officer turned Russian dissident who was killed with a radioactive poison in London last year. Britain wants the suspect extradited from Russia, and the case is increasing diplomatic tension between the two countries. Here's NPR's Rob Gifford from London.
Alexander Litvinenko died in November last year after being poisoned by a radioactive isotope called polonium-210. He was first taken ill soon after drinking tea at a hotel in London with a former KGB man called Andrei Lugovoy. On his deathbed, Litvinenko then dictated a letter accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of being behind his poisoning. At a news conference this morning, the Director of Public Prosecutions in Britain, Sir Ken MacDonald, said the Crown Prosecution Services, or CPS, had decided to charge Lugovoy with the murder.
I have today concluded that the evidence sent to us by the police is sufficient to charge Andrei Lugovoy with the murder of Alexander Litvinenko by deliberate poisoning. In those circumstances, I have instructed CPS lawyers to take immediate steps to seek the early extradition of Andrei Lugovoy from Russia to the United Kingdom.
Russia's ambassador to London was summoned to the Foreign Office this morning and told in strong terms that full cooperation was expected in Lugovoy's case. It's not clear that London will get it, though. Relations between Russia and Britain have, if not returned to the frostiness of the Cold War, at least descended into a cold peace, with disputes over a number of issues, from human rights to British investments in Russian oil and gas fields. And Moscow is angry with London for allowing Russian dissidents, notably oligarch Boris Berezovsky and former Chechen leader Ahmed Zakayev, to remain in the British capital. Alexander Litvinenko's widow, Marina, today thanked the British police force at Scotland Yard for their work.
I was waiting for this day, all this long, almost 4 months. What we received today, I just appreciate. And I'd like to say I'm very happy about all job at Scotland Yard done already.
Andrei Lugovoy himself, who now runs a security company in Moscow, responded to the charges saying they were politically motivated. He again denied having anything to do with the death of Alexander Litvinenko, saying he too is a victim.
I do not consider myself guilty. Moreover, I consider myself a complainant. The members of my family and myself were subjected to a radioactive attack on the territory of Great Britain. I do not understand the evidential basis of the charges, and I do not understand the motives. Why would I have done it, and how?
The Russian Foreign Ministry has ruled out extraditing Lugovoy. Russian prosecutors say he could be tried in Russia itself. But analysts and diplomats say it's unlikely that British prosecutors will want to pursue that option. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.